It's time once again for Insight with Jack Stogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
Welcome, Insight, Jack Stogler, Mr. Neil Spencer on the board, Rocker very patiently sitting back in a corner like he ought to be, and three lovely representatives from the Fort Recovery Psi Iota Xi sorority. And we have in studio President Mary Diller and two of the founding members of the Psi Iota Xi sorority. What, Kathy, are you saying no?
Yes. No, I just don't. I'm that old. I'm that old.
Kathy Etzler and Elaine Romer. Both were in elementary school when they joined the sorority. And, first of all, we would have the sorority to talk about your various fundraisers and what you give money to and all the great things you do for the community. But there's an added kick this year because you guys are celebrating a pretty special birthday.
Our 50th.
Yay.
Yes. So the sorority was founded in 1971. Mm-hmm. What month was your first meeting?
June 9th, 1971.
We call that Founders Day now, and we celebrate it every year.
That is cool. Yeah. And so let's start with how did it get started?
You want to do that?
Okay.
You do that.
Eileen West was the one who started us, and she had some connections with the Portland chapter, the Gamma Alpha chapter in Portland, Indiana, and she wanted to start a group here in Fort Recovery, and so we became known as a partner to them, and they kind of got us started, but we are the Theta Zeta chapter of Psi Iota Xi. So it was Eileen West that was our first president, and she actually started our group.
So can you explain the, like, Theta Zeta versus Gamma, Phi Gamma?
Gamma Alpha.
I can if you wanted to.
Kathy, go ahead. Yeah.
I'm going to give you a little history of Psi Iota Xi nationally. First of all, it was founded in 1897 by four high school students and two high school teachers, women, who decided they literally wanted to have a bake sale, I think, bake goods, to raise money for speech and hearing. And they wanted to be called a sisterhood, like a sorority, although we have never been associated with college sorority. We're always philanthropic sorority. And that chapter named themselves Alpha, because that's the first letter in the Greek alphabet, and they are still our largest chapter in Muncie. They have over 100 members still in Muncie. So that's a little of the local, or that's a little of the national history as to how it got going.
That's cool. Okay, and then we are the
Theta Zeta.
Okay.
And every time we start a new chapter nationally, we give them a new Greek name, because that's just been our history. But you know, because of those Greek names, we've had a lot of people misinterpret that we're a college sorority and we're a little social, which we are. We're social, but we're mostly work.
Yeah.
So, I want to point that out. But there is a lot of tradition there as far as 1897. How many years is that?
Yeah.
And I have a little side story to that. I moved here from Van Wert County. My mother was in a chapter in Van Wert.
No kidding.
Yeah. I'm wearing her ring that she bought in the 50s at convention, I believe. And she said to me my whole life, Kathy, I don't care where you go, where you are, you got to start a Psi chapter. Well, so here I am, 20 years old, moving to Fort Recovery. And everybody, that word has got around that I started this chapter, and I didn't. It was Eileen West. Mm-hmm. But I think you know, God took a positive step for me. But when I got here, literally the second year, somebody was starting a chapter. My mom was ecstatic.
Isn't that cool?
She was still alive at that time.
So, well, I tell you what, we're going to take a real quick break and talk about the early days. Just remember the stuff you don't remember. Nobody's going to know, so we can make it up.
Okay.
So we'll be back right after this.
It's Lent and it's time for fish, and Brick Street Tavern has several great seafood choices. We have three great Friday night supper specials. There's our all-you-can-eat breaded pollock for only $8.95, salt egg jumbo shrimp for $10.95, or a baked cod dinner for only $10.95. All specials come with our large salad bar and your choice of potato. And we have two Friday lunch specials, a two-piece breaded pollock dinner with fries and slaw for only $5.25, and our endless soup and salad bar for only $5.95. So for a change of pace and a great meal where you don't have to stand in line to eat, stop in to Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery every Friday during Lent for one of our great specials.
Looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The Fort Recovery Knights of Columbus are having a pork loin dinner on Sunday, March 14th with drive-through pickup from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Knights Hall. It will be pre-sale only, and you can order your dinners by using the envelopes at the back of church at any of the cluster churches, St. Peter, St. Joseph, St. Paul's in Sharpsburg, or Mary Help of Christians. The ordering information is in the envelope. You can also call 375-4544 for tickets. Be sure to order your pork loin dinners by Wednesday, March 3rd. And why not order a few extra for a quick meal during the week? Grab your envelope at the back of the church at any of the cluster churches and get your dinners ordered now. The dinners can be picked up at the Knights of Columbus Hall on Sunday, March 14th from 4 to 6 p.m.
4 to 6:30 p.m. 4 to 6 p.m. That's what it was for the KFC pork loin. You can still get a ticket, I think, tonight. You have to call. I can't remember. I don't have the number right in front of me, but they just said it.
I'm completely lost.
Well, that's because you weren't listening
you
to the promo.
To me, I was ready to talk, and you said 4 to 6 p.m.
Well, because it cut it off.
Okay.
So you weren't listening to the promo for the KSC's pork loin dinner.
Neil, I'm lucky to listen to, like, my wife when I get home at night. So.
You're lucky to have her to listen to.
That's right.
To keep you straight.
I'm the most blessed man in this room. So we were talking about the start of the sorority 50 years ago. Eileen West had a fantastic idea that truly changed Fort Recovery, you know. was a beacon for a young Kathy Yetzler.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So there were 18 founding members. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think it'd be cool to touch on their names. You know, some of them are still with us. Some of them may not be, but let's...
Can you go by the oldest to the youngest? Make sure you everybody...
Dale.
Let's cover all the January birthdays first.
Okay. Not doing what he said at all. Okay. We have the 18 charter members were Kathy Etzler, Carol Beach, Marilyn Burke, Carol Good, Mary Meixner, Marlon Schleiman, Joanne Vunderhaar, Eileen West, Zandi Tebbe, Donna Wilberdine, Mary Pat Zitter, June Yakish, Elaine Romer, Charlene Bupp, Janice Feely, Pat Hall, Irene Stone, and Dolores or Peachy Bikey. And five of those are deceased. The rest are still somewhere around here.
Yeah. That's an all-star cast.
Yes. Oh, my. There's some names there that are Port Recovery Hall of Famers and definitely icons in the community. And every one of them contributed to, who we are now. So that is pretty cool. So right now, how many members we got?
We currently have 40 members, and we have 15 honorary active ones. Now, that means those honorary members had served 20 years, so they have an honorary status. And then we have another 15 that have served those years, but they choose to be inactive. So Kathy and Elaine obviously are active in the sorority, in spirit and in smiles during meetings. I love making eye contact with Elaine. Just it makes me feel like I'm on the right track with things. But the other ones are always contributing in our fundraisers. They're supportive of what we're doing and through the fundraisers or through the social events that we have as well. They come to those as well. It's nice seeing them.
Mm-hmm. Cool. I know that life in 2021 is different than it was in 1971. Okay. So can you ladies kind of talk about, so you were 18 members. Mm-hmm. What was it like? What was your first fundraiser? If you remember that, and from a getting to the meetings and that aspect of it, how's it different now than it was back then?
It's one of our first big fundraisers was a Christmas bazaar at the KFC Hall where we made all the items to sell. And we had a chicken noodle dinner and made the noodles from scratch. Now, in 71, you did that with a lot of women who were stay-at-home moms. That's obviously a difference. And that's makes it tougher sometimes. In 71, we were we couldn't wait to get out on Wednesday night.
That's exactly right.
I mean, we're just bye, we're out the door. And our members are still very good about that. But it's a tougher challenge in this day and age, I would say. Mm-hmm. Would you agree, ladies?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Were you working out of the house at the time? Or
I wasn't working. I didn't start subbing even till later on, but not in the 70s.
Yeah,
I think a huge difference now is our children are involved in so many more things. Activities. If it's gym or dance or a club ball here.
At a such younger age.
Absolutely.
Too,
yes, know? Yes. My niece's little one is, I think, 3 years old, and she wants to put him on a track team this spring. I'm just, they want the best. They think that's the best, I guess, and they just go for
it's
the weekends are busy. And
mm-hmm.
So during the week, a lot of them are just I got to keep it together until the weekend. I can't get to a meeting. And that's okay because they can contribute in other ways.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kathy, I remember a lot of times when we were building or making things for our craft fair, we had a designated babysitter.
Yeah.
So we would bring our children along and somebody played games with them until we were doing our crafts. And
we'd be making things in one room, somebody would be babysitting in the other room and rolling out noodles.
Yeah.
The noodle stories are...
Yeah, do you remember our famous noodle story?
I just remember flour.
Exactly.
So the meetings were held where?
We started in the homes, and then we went to the town hall, which was that, I guess it's where the town hall holds their meetings now.
Okay.
But it was, later it was Dr. Petraeus.
Dr. Schreibman's.
Schreibman's. Good.
Yeah.
But Petraeus, I think, was here before that.
Could be.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, he was. Oh, is that where he was? I think it was.
Yes, Petraeus was there because I was one of his patients with the kids.
Goodness. Yeah. So you'd mentioned the original sorority back in 1897, mm-hmm. wanted to have a bake sale or whatever,
yeah.
and raise money for
speech and hearing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So that's always been the sorority's main main focus.
Yeah, we have an opening verse that we say at meetings that says we will focus on art, music, literature, and speech and hearing. And later on, I'll tell you our closing verse because I think our closing verse is so what's the word? Valuable, important, yeah. and it really speaks of this community.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. I wrote a note that said, so many people, when I say I'm in Psi Eta Xi, I don't call it a sorority, I try and call it a philanthropic organization, but so many people say, what's that? You know, philanthropic, I looked it up, to promote the welfare of others, especially by donating money to good causes, generous and benevolent. We'd all be labeled philanthropic in this town. I mean, yeah. But a lot of people don't know the meaning of that word. But I tried to get away from saying a sorority because it did have that college connotation. Yeah, so I'm trying to focus on not. But so, yeah, that's always been National's focus. And maybe a little later on I can tell you a little bit about the things that National does. And whereas we don't pay a lot of big money into National, but we pay some into National.
Yeah.
And it really does work its way around, because we've had that concern come up over the 50 years. Why aren't we just a local group? Why do we send money away?
Yep.
And I'll give you my answer for that.
But sure.
You know, we don't pay huge dues. That's one thing.
Yeah.
Because I know the community club ran into that. But I can tell you that a little later.
Well, and, you know, when you have, I mean, you know, I think 90% of the causes in town, you know, go towards the kids in some way or another,
right.
you know. And when you talk about the importance of speech and hearing and the arts,
yep.
it's so easy to take that focus and to look at the kids in your community and think it just fits.
Yeah.
So it's easy to see how you could embrace that.
Oh yeah.
And not feel like you miss a beat.
Right.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I might as well throw that in because I have had to answer that over the 50 years. Because it actually came up almost to a vote once to just go community and drop National. And I already had a connection with National, so I kind of defend it a little bit, yeah. And here's my answer to that. When I say to a group of people, how many of you have a child, a relative, anyone who's ever been in a children's hospital, like Dayton, Riley, which we're really associated with, but Dayton or Cincinnati? Well, the answer to that is when your child from here from Fort Recovery is in one of those children's hospitals, there are philanthropic groups around those towns that are servicing you, and you don't even realize it. So when a little of our money goes to Riley or wherever, to me that answers that. There are times when you're somewhere else and you're getting the benefit of philanthropic. So our connection's always been with Riley because 90% of our chapters are in Indiana. It was basically started in Indiana and then spread out to the other four Midwest states. So we're in five states, but not many in any of the other states.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yep.
So, so as we look over the past 50 years, and I don't know whether you guys can give me this number, okay? But remember, nobody else knows.
Right.
Okay.
Make it good.
Over the years, how much money do you figure you guys have raised?
I don't know.
I just kind of looked over the budget, and we've brought in about $10,000 every year through our fundraisers. So from community calendar, community garage sale, helping at the one-of-a-kind auction, we're doing a bulk food sale twice a year. We sell the cake rolls, Aldrich cake rolls. So we bring in about $10,000 a year. right around there, sometimes more. We put on the national convention in 2015, so we brought in a huge amount of money in that. And so that, of course, bumped it up. So you take it by the 50 years. You know, what was it worth in 71? What was $10,000 worth at 71 type of thing? So I think when we did our Jubilee 1 year, was it $250,000 that it said?
We totaled it so we could have it on a float.
I believe. One time.
I mean, you know, 50 times 10,000 is a $500,000.
So, think about that,
That's a chunk of change,
From things that we helped put up the playground equipment that I saw when I moved here in 85, the wooden fort that was at the park that just recently came down a couple years ago. I remember us helping fund that and helping paint that at times. So that's gone. We have a brand new beautiful equipment down there that we've been part of. Of course, we didn't fund that whole thing, but we worked towards that, obviously. We do a lot of long-term ones. We're going to give so much per year for 10 years or 5 years or whatever type thing. We just decided to do that with the Opera House as well, because that's, again, under our umbrella of art, music, liturgy, liturgy and all that type of thing. So then of that $10,000 we raised, every year, most years, we give around $8,000 back into the community. So back into all kind of areas. A lot of it goes in the schools, the libraries, the music programs. Kathy, you want to read some more of those?
Well, just going through the budget, Athletic Booster Club, St. Peter Neurological, Challenger Baseball, the After Prom, Middle School Book Club, Friends of the Arts Sponsorship, Drama Club. A lot of it goes to high school, like CoLab. We do scholarships in May, summer reading program. Kind of goes on and on there. Just about every music and art program in all the schools.
Our library, we give to the library reading summer reading program as well.
We've sponsored lots of Eagle Scouts.
I
know that. Seems to be pretty prevalent right now.
Lots of girls going to... what's that club?
Girl State.
It's Girl State. I always forget that one, too. So it's just been all over the place over the years. They come to us with the need. We do have a budget committee that sets up our budget, but then if there's other needs that come in throughout the year, then we regroup and discuss it and make a motion. Mary Niekamp's always been the best motion. That arm shoots up.
She's first motion of the evening. It's her thing.
She wants her name there.
She wants her name in the minute. She said like on your Facebook today.
You make a motion, Mary? Your arm's in the air. We love it. We love it. What else was I going to say with all that? I already talked about the special projects. We took a little hit last year with the COVID things. We just kind of backed away for a few things. I don't think it hurt us real bad, like as far as we're still able to give, but we're just kind of being cautious on some things, because you never want to pass your budget to the next office, next president, with it being a deficit. That's not fair to that person to redig out of that hole. So,
and as we said before, you know, we're one of the lucky chapters. One of my jobs when I was I started out as district officer, and I had a district of 20 chapters that were my responsibility to visit, go to their meetings, see what they were doing, finding out their fundraisers, giving them advice, so many times they would say, tell us about your chapter, and then I don't mind telling about my chapter. I love telling about my chapter, but it's tough because a lot of them are right on the edge of shutting down right now. And I'm not involved in that anymore, but that was the best job I actually held. That's where I learned the most, because I was out among the chapters all the time. As I moved up through the other offices, I just got into more and more paperwork and had a lot of work there. But
Kathy, when we first started, I mean, when chapters were disbanding, they had 5 and 6 members. And they just can't make it on that.
They'll have one fundraiser, I give them credit for staying in there. And I would be remiss at this point, really, not to take the opportunity to thank the community, and of course my chapter. I've thanked them over and over and over because they committed to a convention when I took this office, and we were plenty large to do that. Many chapters smaller than us take on conventions, but I was I have to say thank you again, after 5 years past, to all the people in Fort Recovery and businesses and organizations that donated to our raffles. And, you know, without that, we wouldn't have been able to bring that chunk of money back to Fort Recovery. Yeah. But again, that helped us, you know, when we said we're bringing it back to Fort Recovery, they were willing.
Yeah.
So from copying, we had people that helped us copy where we didn't have copying charges, and just, it was wonderful. One of the best experiences of my life.
So, well, I tell you what, we're going to take a real quick break. We're going to come back and talk about some of the fun stuff you've done to raise money. Okay? So, we'll be back right after this.
Clinchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at clinchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Clinchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Cover more ground and get more savings on the fast, durable Kubota Sidekick. Gas-powered with a top speed of 40 miles per hour and best-in-class acceleration and handling with cargo, all backed by a 2-year, 1,000-hour warranty. Get the Sidekick now for zero down, 0% APR for 60 months, or save up to $1,750 now through February 28th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274. The Fort Recovery VFW is having their annual fish fry every Friday during Lent. They'll be serving their all-you-can-eat fish from 4:30 to 7:30 for only $8, with sides like baked beans and coleslaw, and coffee is included. You don't have to be a member to go to their fish fry, so head on out to the VFW west of Fort Recovery on State Route 119 for your Friday night Lent supper. Drive-through and carryouts are available in addition to their dine-in buffet. Just $8 for adults and $5 for 10 and under for their all-you-can-eat fish Lent buffet every Friday night during Lent at the VFW.
4 to 6 p.m., Neil?
No, that's 4:30 to 7:30.
Oh, okay. Just check.
And we didn't cut it off before
we got done
this time.
So, is anything better than, like, all these fish dinners on Fridays during Lent?
I'm not kidding.
I like them a lot.
I know.
Yeah.
But is there anything better? Oh, yeah. There's a lot of things better. Like the Friday pizza buffet at Miracle Lanes.
There you go. See, Neil knows where his bread's buttered at.
I like pizza. I like fish, but I really like pizza.
Really? So I tell you what. When I think about the sorority, and again, you can't raise $500,000, okay?
Oh, yes.
Without having a lot of fun and a lot of stories to tell. Let's start with, and I don't know whether you guys can answer this or not. When it comes strictly from a financial fundraiser, what's your biggest success?
Whew. I don't know. Going through 50 years, I was a big fundraiser.
Yeah, I think we did the craft fairs.
Craft fairs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was so much fun doing it because you were together. It was a group. It brought your group together. Women that you maybe hadn't talked to for a month, you're just laughing and carrying on, and we weren't drinking.
Well, and that was a... That was a huge project.
It was,
And it, I mean, it you'd have gyms and in the hallway and trying to coordinate all of that.
That was when we moved it to the school.
Yeah, when we were at the high school, and we'd have to cover the gym floor with tarps to protect the floor.
Mark
them all off. It was a lot of work. It was a lot of stress.
Run a lunch stand.
Yes.
You have a lunch
lots
stand
of committees.
At that same
lots
time.
Of committees.
Yep. Well, we donated everything, and then we weren't allowed to buy because we would buy the best of everything, so we had to wait till it was over, and then we could buy what was left over.
That was the rule for sure on the Christmas bazaars. Yep. I remember that,
We moved here in 1985. I think it was a few years, so I was asked to join the sorority. I lived next to Mary Whitehall, and I just thought for sure she would ask me to join the sorority. I wanted to join so bad, and she said, I just got to make sure you're going to stay before I ask you to join. So here I am many years later, still part of it, and Mary is not, by the way. We'd love to have her back to hang out with us, too, but where was I going with that?
Craft fair.
The craft fair. But I was nervous as could be about the craft fair, because you had to donate like $50 worth of a craft. And you know, Marcia, your wife and how much stress that is to figure out how I'm going to crochet, knit, macrame. I just don't know what I was going to do. So it wasn't long we changed that to where we had crafters come in with their goods, and we didn't have to donate all those things. And we were at the West School, then the high school, then we were at the brand new elementary middle school, which was just grand to have that all there too. So that was probably, I think, the biggest money maker. I think currently now probably the bulk food brings in a good amount, probably the one-of-a-kind auction supplying the food and drinks at the auction in the fall. And
those are really, really good. Have I mentioned that?
Yes. We can thank the committee for that. Yeah. It's led by some food lovers. And, we enjoy
they do well with the theme. They really do
we
well.
We enjoy the theme, too, when that comes around. Yeah. And let's see.
Well, and
the community calendar, that is purchased ads by our organization, so that's we got some great support on making copies of that too, or running them off for us. That makes it a nice fundraiser for us as well.
But there again, we're asking the community to buy the ads, so the community's pitching right in and helping us.
Yeah.
Well, and then I don't know whether this goes in your books or not, but how long have you been doing the Sunday chicken dinners at the Jubilee?
That doesn't go in our books. That's a service project, because that money goes directly to the Jubilee Committee.
I
don't know.
So if you think about the number of years you've been doing that at 1,500 or however many chicken dinners you guys sell.
Exactly, yes.
I mean, that's a boatload of money there, too.
Yeah, there's some crazy stories with that, too. One year, it rained, so we had a ton left over, and someone took them home and put them in their freezer, but that reversed the cycle of the freezer because the chicken was still warm. And it thawed everything in that person's freezer, including their own personal meat and things like that. So there's definitely stress. The year we did GOBA, the Great American Bike Association came through Fort Recovery, which we are so thrilled to be able to have them featured here. And we thought sure baked potatoes would just be a hit. They bombed so bad, and the chicken went like crazy. I never made so many trips from the park back to my house to make shredded chicken sandwiches in my life. So then we've tried luminaries was a big one we tried once. We were going to make kits of luminaries for Christmas, and you got the bag, and you got the kitty litter, and you got a candle, and
that bombed.
It bombed so bad. We had the moisture kind of drew the floor off where we were storing them. So that was, you know, we just live and learn with all that. And I'm really proud of our organization. We try to open our meetings with who needs prayers or wants to share something joyful or sorrowful in their lives.
Happy Bucks.
We did that for a while. You had to pay for that type of thing. And we it's not a point where if I tell somebody what's going on in my life, it's going to cause gossip with our ladies. Our ladies are just all about thinking of each other. And if you did a fundraiser and it fell through and we've had them, it's okay. Check that one off and we'll go on
with
the next
one. Wouldn't be the first one.
It's not going to be the last, exactly.
And that happens with all 100 chapters. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing with the 100 chapters. You're geographically sitting everywhere. Mm-hmm. So you can, like I didn't steal an idea, but I found a chapter that sold cake rolls up by Angola, And I wasn't taking a penny away from them by us selling them. Yeah. So, and we have a yearly publication that comes out where every chapter writes up a summary. And that's really, I should read it cover to cover, being a national president. But I'm going to tell you that I read through it to see what everybody's doing. Mm-hmm. And not only now are they putting in what they're doing financially, they're putting in what they're doing service-wise, which is also a huge part. You know, we're not making a penny on many, many, many things we do service-wise. But I like those things a lot. So,
Jack, well, you had asked about some funny things.
Yes.
Well, relating to Jubilee, I think our lemonade shake-up had to take the top notch there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and I think, yeah, I mean, that combines kind of an aerobic activity with
yeah.
at the same time.
Yes, it did.
I think some carnies came to watch a few.
Is that right?
When I was on duty, they just walked past. I don't know.
Well, I know that one guy said, I'll buy some lemonade if she'll shake it.
Well, and you know, like I said, you know, you can't make that much money and have that many projects and work that closely together with that many people without having a lot of stories and really good times, you know, over the years.
Yes.
When I think of the Jubilee Parade, okay, you know, there's been a core group, and not always the, you know, youngest ones that have represented the sorority really well. And it's cool.
You want to share, Elaine? You get to sit with your husband and son to announce the things.
Yeah. So. Oh, well, we've been clowns. We've had floats.
Lawnmowers.
We did lawnmower brigades.
Lawn chairs.
Those were enjoyable.
Yeah.
Well,
watching
weren't very good.
that isn't what I said.
Okay.
It was very enjoyable.
Yes.
Synchronized lawn chairs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think the girls have something planned for this Jubilee as well. We're going to have a float or something in the parade for our 50th anniversary so that people are aware. We've been around for 50 years and all we've done.
And we hope it happens.
Yeah. Hope the parade happens?
Yes,
happens.
We do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I hope so, too.
Yeah.
It will. I can promise.
I would say this about all Fort Recovery organizations, but it's kind of a side story. When I was national president, I was able to present a check at Northwestern University from National for the Metropolitan Opera Illinois auditions. So I get to go to this dinner, and afterwards I'm sitting beside this man. He's a Northwestern alumni, and he says to me, now tell me about your organization. Now, you said your 100 chapters raise $100 million a year, close to $1 million a year. How do you do that? And I said, oh, cookies, brownies, bake sales. I started rolling them off. And he's just looking at me with a stare because, number one, he is a fundraiser for Northwestern University. And he picks up his phone and gets a lot of fundraising that way. And I said, it's grassroots fundraising. That's really what it is. And it was just a chuckle. I told the story many times because I don't think the man had ever done that.
Yeah.
He had just not been around that side of fundraising.
He was expecting some large, big thing, you know, like brownies.
Yeah. But yet he was really impressed because, you know, I don't think people think, but it all adds up. The point is, it all adds up.
Exactly.
I mean, Fort Recovery Radio Christmas show.
Oh, that was... Oh.
I mean, I tell people that outside of here, you know, Chicago, Chuck's sisters in Houston, they just...
We were astounded the first year at 17,000.
Yeah.
That was an unbelievable amount of money.
Yeah.
And now it's 12 times that.
Oh, yeah. My. Yeah. We talked about that last night. I was talking to someone. I said, were you at the WOW? Well, I heard about it. You know, I thought, oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah, the WOW was really something. Yeah. And that's a ton of money.
We're just so blessed.
Yeah.
And, you know, what's impressive about the sorority and the money that you raised is that it's not donations. You know, it's work, it's value added, it's providing service, it's figuring out what do people want, what do they need, how can we give it to them and make a little bit of money at it. Mm-hmm. And that is what's different. I mean, you know, that's service. you know, and and that's what, you know, separates you ladies.
Thank you.
So we're going to take a real quick break and be back right after this.
Hi, my name is Connor Ramel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
This is the first thing you hear after the power goes out. Silence. But that doesn't last very long. The next thing you hear is complaining, then the inevitable whining. No TV, no power for laptops and tablets. How long do you think their cell phone will last without a recharge? How about your cell phone? Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. Not only do they operate quietly, a Generac generator from Reasoner will silence complaining and whining. Call 419-678-4858.
Wayne Street Market is the place to go every Friday during Lent. They have shrimp or fish dinners hot and ready to go back in their deli. Their shrimp dinners come with 6 pieces of butterfly shrimp and 2 sides for $6.99. Or their famous fish dinners with 3 big pieces of fish and 2 sides for $7.99. Or just get their fish by the pound for $8.99. And the temperature's rising, so head up to Wayne Street Market and grab some steaks for the grill. Ribeyes are only $7.99 a pound. New York strips are $6.99 a pound. And T-bones are just $5.99 a pound, all no limit. And while you're there, get the rest of your party supplies, chips, meat and cheese trays, beer and wine, and you'll be ready for that night by the fire ring with your friends. Get up to Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
My name is Connor Ramel, Vice President of the Fort Recovery Chamber of Commerce, here to let you know about our upcoming chamber banquet. The banquet will be held Sunday, March 14th, 2021 at the Fort Recovery Elementary Middle School Auditoria. Doors will open at 5:30 p.m. and dinner will begin approximately at 6 p.m. with the awards following immediately after. Tickets are available at Fort Recovery Insurance and by drive-through only at Park National Bank, Mercer Savings Bank, and First Financial Bank. If you have any questions, please give me a call at 419-375-4041. The Chamber and local businesses look forward to seeing you at the banquet March 14th at 5:30 p.m.
How long we got, Neil?
We got about 18 more minutes before we go to
so we're back. Talk.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you mean before we're back?
Oh, we're back.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 2, 1.
We're
now.
We're talking about philanthropic stuff, not sorority stuff, right, Kathy? All right. Okay.
And I love the word.
So let's make sure that we talk about what's going on now. And you, like, in spite of the COVID stuff, we got some stuff going on.
Yep.
So let's touch on that.
All right. Well, for our fundraisers that we have, we're trying to get back into our routine of our biannual bulk food. So we have bulk food orders that should be coming out soon with a deadline of the 2nd of April. So that's when you have a chance to buy bulk food from Gordon Foods. Share a case with your friend or split some pizza rolls for your buddies or breakfast sandwiches or whatever. And then they'll be delivered at the end of April. And then our community garage sales, we always have had them in June forever and ever and ever and ever. And so we're trying to have those in the spring this year to see what kind of participation we'll have. So they are going to be held April 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. You can contact myself through Mary Diller at Gmail to register for the garage sales.
And then, can I throw in something
sure.
about them?
Uh-huh.
I've heard people saying in the past they should have it earlier so that when they're finished and there's stuff left over, it can still go in the community cleanup pile.
That's right. That's right. That's,
early
that's,
now.
That's every husband's dream when that pile gets spilled out by the curb. Yes. What a great thing we get to have for that in our community, too. So then we will start to collect ads for the community calendar that will be done over the summer. It's kind of my thing to do when I'm sitting on my porch is to put events onto the calendar. And so if you have an event of a fundraiser or something you have going on in your business, an anniversary or such, you can let me know and we can put that in the calendar as well. And we already talked about it being our 50th anniversary. So on June 12th, we're going to have an event at the Pavilion. Yeah, we'll be able to open up the sides. Yeah, we'll be good. True. So we're going to celebrate on June 12th, our 50th anniversary. And you're going to see us at the Jubilee. We have lots of commitments there. We are in charge of bringing in the wineries and the craft beer business to have the beer and wine tasting event, which goes along with our merchants who have the food vendors, and we have some music playing, band playing from the Friends of the Arts that take care of lining that up. That's a real, it's a real gathership of a lot of people there to work that out. And then at the Jubilee, we do a quarter auction. So our girls are collecting items, and then we play a fun little game of pulling out a number, and if you have that number, you win a prize. So I have a committee collecting up different prizes for that. And then we also run the barbecue chicken dinner at the Jubilee as well. So those last three events are money that we raise to go to the Jubilee. Then they can put that money back out to the community for, you know, they have a list of things that they usually give to each year. And we just trust that committee to make that decision, and they always do a fantastic job on that. And really a great way of getting your child involved in service is through that Jubilee, as far as the lunch stand and running different events, or a family, if they have a huge family, to come out and find an event that you could host for that weekend. So those are the things that we have. Yeah.
So if you're interested, you said you've got about 40 members right now?
40 members, 40 active right now. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep.
So if I wanted to join...
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Awesome.
You'd be so
you could
fun.
Be a legacy from your wife.
Yeah. You're related.
Yeah. Somebody yeah. wanted to join.
Yes, yeah. So you mentioned legacy, Elaine. You want to explain what that is?
Well, that would be, like, for instance, my daughters would be legacies. They could automatically just come in because I'm a member. So it's just basically family.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So that's just a shoe-in. Otherwise, we're trying to do more of a pledge base, where you're going to do a little pledge that you want to be part of the sorority. And then that gives you almost 6-7 meetings plus the summer to be involved with us, so you can kind of see what it really takes to yeah. be part of our organization, the service side plus the money making project side as well. And so that usually happens in March, but this year we don't have any members that are going to join or pledge. So then in the fall we hold an initiation where we do more of a formal pledging, show the secret handshake, practice saying...
All that has changed that. Over 124 years.
Practice saying theta, zeta, psi, iota, psi, which makes everybody nervous. And yes, we've had flusters and clusters and all that kind of stuff. And then they become members of our sorority. So that's
but you can realize from a 124-year history how that all has changed. And really right now it's the most practical ever. Come to a meeting, see what's going on, see what the work is about, join us for a project, you know, come help at the bulk food sales, put things in people's trunk, because it's really tougher, I think, to come in and then go out than it is to just come and then never, you find out. I mean, and that's what we want. That's what we want.
Yeah, so contact me if you're interested.
Yeah, contact a member, and they'll bring you to a meeting.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I can tell you that it's that even though you might not think that, it is very satisfying to do something that's helping somebody.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
You unless you've done it, you have no idea.
Yeah.
And even if it's just putting, like you were saying, putting the bulk food mm-hmm. items in somebody's car, mm-hmm. you know, you get to talk to people. You get to, it's just people need to do that, and yeah. people around here do. But they, if somebody's hesitant, find an organization like for the ladies, this mm-hmm. Sio Desai philanthropic organization, and you know, community club. There's you know, the athletic boosters. There's something for everybody.
So many things in this
and
town.
Even if you only do a little, it really is a lot.
Mm-hmm. It is.
But, yeah,
it
is. Sorry, go ahead.
You're fine.
Yeah, it makes you feel good helping other people.
Yeah. A lot of people don't understand that, especially younger people, because they haven't been through it. But that's one of the greatest feelings in the world is to know that you've helped somebody, even in a small way.
And this town really, I've been asked, you really ought to write a book, how you have 40 members in a town of, what, how many people we have, 1,200?
Yeah. 1,300? I think it's 14 or 1,500,
like,
is what Randy said.
I can't tell you, come live with me, there's a magic here.
Yeah. Yes, there is.
And I remember in the early 90s, that would people would thought we were kind of a cliquey, snobbish kind of group.
Came from the word sorority.
Yeah. And I just never felt that about any of the women. Yeah. And, you know, I'm not going to throw them out for how old they are, but how old are you?
How
old?
Did you look at me?
I'm just saying, how old were you in 1971?
I was 22.
So they are our oldest active members. Jack's doing the math. He needs a calculator.
64.
Just this week. That's good.
Is it good? And like to members who are, you know, in their early 30s. So,
oh, yeah, a wide range of people.
Yeah, wide range of ages there. So,
mm-hmm. I mean, so, I have lots of former students, you know, now, and I love it. And I think they kind of like it. Like, I started going through files, and last month I brought pictures from my classroom to give to some sorority members, and they were like, whoa.
So you have to be out of high school to join?
You do have to be, right, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
A little bit sane, a little bit insane.
Yeah. And then somebody else want to touch on something?
Yeah, I was going to touch on the service committees. We also have service committees where we, a lot of it is speech and hearing, and we try to find, if there's a certain student that may have hearing, they need hearing aids or molds or something like that, please come to us and
contact us.
Yes, contact us, because that is one of our main goals, to help the hearing impaired, and we want people to be able to get help.
Yeah, especially with, like, no insurance.
Yes.
Well, and those things aren't cheap, and they're...
No, right. Yeah. No.
And then we have, you know, of course, we talk service would be the parade, the Jubilee Parade. Our park project was huge, and that's all service as well. We have scholarships that we give, 2 scholarships for each year for a senior, and which will be coming up real, real soon now. And then we have writing contests for the junior high at the high school, at the junior high level, and summer reading programs. So these are service areas as well. Mm-hmm. Those are not money makers, but we love helping people.
Yeah. Well, that summer reading program is really neat, isn't it?
Yes.
That's just,
and they all
just
touch what we are about.
Yeah, it's just, you know, the library, everybody gets involved. There are prizes for this, that, and the other, and it's just, it's really neat. That is a really awesome thing that you girls do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we contribute towards that, and then that the staff at the library put that theme together in the programs, and
I think you do a little bit more than just throw a little money
in. Well, again, it's them having to Jack and I and our spouses were part of the Jubilee for a year, and we did it alone. Randy and I did it a year on our own, and then we did it with Roger and Kathy Broerman. And it's always asking, but usually people will say yes back. And if they don't say no, you can't take it personal. That's just not their thing. And so, yeah, it does take a lot of asking to make all of our programs in Fort Recovery work. So.
You wanted to take one more break, right?
I have one more.
Yes. If are we going to Rocker after that? Or
well, I want to take a break. One more break so that Kathy can
practice her
can share her last two things and you know, wrap up the sorority thing. So we'll be back right after this.
Forrest Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Forrest, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Forrest Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Forrest Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Are you
Looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials for only $5.25. Starting at 11 Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Tenderloin Basket on Thursdays, and on Friday you can choose from our Soup and Salad Bar or our famous half-pound hand patty cheeseburger basket. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including a New York strip steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented by our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
This is RJ with the Win on the Wabash Super Raffle. Be sure to mark your calendars for this year's event, August 27th and 28th, 2021, to be held at Ambassador Park in Fort Recovery, Ohio. This year's event will feature the Friday night Toe and Go Raffle, as well as the Saturday Super Raffle. We're set to give away up towards $1 million worth of cash and prizes this year. All details can be found on our website, wowraffle.com. Don't miss out on the event of the year, the 2021 WOW Super Raffle, August 27th and 28th in downtown Fort Recovery.
Wow.
We're back. You know what? We about caught Elaine Roemer in the middle of a rant there, didn't we?
Elaine's rant.
No, so, she could have her own show.
Yeah, she's allowed to join in.
Yes, we'll have dual rants. We'll have the Roemer and Rocker rant here coming up here in a second.
Oh, Rocker's way ahead of me.
Before we get to Kathy's closing, I want to touch on a couple things. Okay, if I want to have a garage sale, I want to contact who?
Mary Diller.
Mary Diller.
Gmail.
At Gmail. Okay. And if I want to, there was...
Bulk food?
Yes.
If you need an order form for bulk food?
Yes.
Mary Diller.
Fine. Now, I think those are sometimes in the post office and or library.
Yep. Also at the beauty shops.
Right,
yep.
Here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Old beauty shops. I almost never see one.
Yeah. If you want to have garage sale or order bulk foods, see Mary Diller. She's active.
Everybody knows where I work.
She's active on Facebook. She works at the elementary school.
Yeah, just walk right in and
she'd be
say hi
happy to get you fixed up.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, Kathy, I wanted to give you an opportunity to share a couple things and to close things out from a philanthropic standpoint.
Thank you, Jack. I'll be glad to do that. One of the things we do at a national level is we have what's called a long-term project. And chapters can, at their own discretion, donate to it whenever they choose. We have it in our budget every year to give to that long-term project. Over the years, we have, and it's for $100,000. Once we select it, we're going to be giving that long-term project. We usually give them $10,000 or increments of $10,000 when we get it. As soon as we can get it in their hands so that they can invest it, the better. So over the years, not only have we touched a lot of people, but we've touched so many people in the Midwest, for sure. The first one was Riley at the Riley Children's Hospital, a professorship endowment. The second one was the Carl Institute for Cleft Palate Study in Illinois. The third one was the Toledo University Clinic for Stuttering. And just last May, I was fortunate enough to chair the committee that chose the fourth one, which is called Here Indiana, which is based in Indianapolis. But all their work is with, obviously, college students who are going into speech and hearing. And then they have their own clinics there at their facility for kids who come in entering and needing speech and hearing. So those two of those four were endowments. So we hope they'll live on forever because that $100,000 will go a long, 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 long time. Like I said, it was just an honor to be able. I felt a lot of weight doing it, but it was an honor to think this is going to touch so many people. So we're glad we have that selected, and now we're working on $100,000. And at convention, they hope to present this new one, their first $20,000, I believe, that we already have. So that's one thing. And the last thing I wanted to share, and the girls can say it with me. I wrote it down just so I wouldn't mess it up, but. We have an opening and a closing verse, and that goes along with our 124-year-old history. But this closing verse, we'll close out with it tonight, says it all.
Okay? You ready?
It is a noble thing to give cheer to those less fortunate about you. Let us then be of good cheer, that the lives of those about us may be enriched.
That's impressive.
Yeah. Well, I like that. I think it does say everything about the 50-year history, you know, and what you ladies and the dozens and hundreds of ladies that have joined you over the years have accomplished. And, you know, I you know, set a $500,000, and I'm sure that really doesn't even scratch it. Okay, so can't thank you enough for joining us. Can't thank you enough for what you've done for the community. I know it's tough following in the Lions Club shoes.
Okay. It's a little competition there. You know that, don't you?
We used to say that if they're going to give 10, we're going to give 20.
And that's okay.
I knew Mary would lower the microphone one more time that.
So you guys do the Queen of Hearts drawing, right?
Yes,
so I thought for fun, to make some money for our general fund, we'd have the Queen of Sciotes drawing.
Ah.
Yeah. We end up giving away more than we collect every week. It was the idea was good.
Yeah.
So, I like it.
Yeah. We haven't had a winner yet.
Yeah.
No queen's been drawn.
No winner yet.
But you still give away more than you take in.
Yeah, because we, for one, our tickets are a dollar. And then we give $10 to two people.
Hey,
so the math was not good. I blame that on my husband. So we're going to change that up a little bit. We're just drawing one person, so we'll see.
Thank you. So,
yeah. Maybe people just need to buy a lot more tickets each instead of buying a dollar's worth. Buy $10
worth. We can't because our husband spent all the money at the community club.
Okay.
That's hard to argue. But ladies, I've enjoyed it. I cannot begin to tell you how much I admire what you ladies do. And
I wish you girls would stop having fun.
And what?
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us, guys. Thanks.
And,
Elaine is currently breaking all the equipment.
This is the one that should have been on Facebook Live.
What did you do to this thing?
What did you do? So, next we have Rocker's Rant. You ladies are going to want to stay tuned for this, too.
Yeah, you want to hang around a little bit and either add to or detract from his rant.
I do not
his
have
rant.
With me.
Okay.
That's good.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
Oh, thank you. You girls are awesome. So. And the Sciota Zai Philanthropic Organization is absolutely awesome. We appreciate it a lot.
Is it philanthropic or philanthropic? That's what I thought.
Philanthropic. Yeah.
But if you thought that, why did you keep saying tea?
Yeah. Stuttering clinic.
There you go.
Hey, we take care of those.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah.
So, Rocker.
Okay.
Pop, come up here, find your chair and start in.
Which chair do you want, Rocker?
I don't know, matter.
You might as well take the one Elaine broke.
I didn't touch that. I saw Neil rig this thing up.
There you go.
Well, are we still live?
It was going, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're still live.
Yeah.
We had to hook up an extra spring because it was going to fall down when you had it stretched out that far.
Yeah, but now where's the spring?
But don't worry about it. It'll be okay.
Over here now.
Yep, it'll be okay.
Okay.
So here comes Rocker with his rant.
Back, if you don't mind.
Oh, yes. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
So, yeah, sports talk will be next, but we got to get Rocker's rant
Jack.
Through here. And you
hey,
girls
Rocker.
Need to get your 2 cents worth in on Rocker's rant.
Rocker, so in honor of these ladies who have a school background.
I've had quite a few lemon shake-ups. Let's,
So, and it is Read Across America Week.
Yes.
And usually we celebrate
with Dr. Seuss.
We do.
Well, we do. You know, the rest of them don't. You know, they can do whatever the hell they want to do.
So explain the whole Dr. Seuss thing.
Well, apparently, supposedly, back when he wrote these, well, nobody cared, but. They say there's underlying racist undertones. You know, I don't understand it. I mean, Dr. Seuss, you know, all it was a bunch of mismatched words and rhyming. And, you know, I'm sure Mary read her kids' stuff and Elaine did. It's like a generational thing to get passed down. You don't think about that kind of stuff back then.
So they're looking at six certain books.
Right.
Yes.
Yep.
If I ran a zoo, if I had a pet or...
Yeah, something about a pet. I don't know what they are.
So have you seen why they're upset? What are
they? Well, the one has a guy as a Chinese person... Which, you know, well, we'll do that later. But, yes, that part, but that was bad. It was probably bad then, but it got through. Where was the publisher's outcries then?
Or the general public.
Yeah. So they let it slip back in whatever, like the 50s or 60s then. Why... So all of a sudden now, like with the statues being torn down, same thing.
So there's six books, Mary,
mm-hmm.
and they're trying to take. So this has nothing to do with the Green Eggs and Ham and
nope.
the
nope.
Grinch and
nope.
and the Cat in the Hat, like.
Right. Those are still okay. There were certain books that portrayed racist things.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Racist.
So,
uh-huh.
And so the publishers who are protecting his work have chosen not to continue publishing those books.
So as you look at those, do you think, okay, you know what? Maybe for somebody who's really sensitive, maybe.
I can't say that I've ever noticed them pictures because the pictures are so busy. The books are so busy with so many characters. I just never really noticed.
But if you're but if you're looking for something, you can find it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know.
How about I can find something in just about any book anybody throws at you. That's just
so
if you want to be offended, you can easily be offended.
I wanted to say something else to the ladies.
Yes.
So as a kid, from my birth to 16 years old, my family, my mom actually, and aunt, would take me to Riley Hospital. And they took very good care of me. So I want to thank these ladies, and I want to thank Riley Hospital, who's guests not listening.
They will be now.
I'm sure they got bigger things, fish to fry.
Bigger than Rocker's Rant?
Not till Friday.
I don't think.
Huh. Ooh, good very good.
Fish fry. Good one.
Friday fish fry. Bill's back.
A lot of beans.
But so, we understand your frustration about the books in our world. But
Okay,
so go into Mr. Potato Head. Or
I didn't realize that was even in the... Inkling too. I don't
quite take away the gender part of that, and it's just called Potato Head.
And that's about as ridiculous as it gets.
It's a potato. A plastic potato.
Yeah, with either a mustache or
a
lip.
But there is a Mrs. Potato Head too.
Yeah, with a pretty red lips.
Mr. or Mrs., you know.
Yeah.
They're trying to.
And baby potato, there's baby things too.
In California, they're trying to pass a bill where they're outlawing separating clothes by gender.
Okay. People should have better things to do.
So does that mean that women are going to have their buttons on the other side like men now?
I think they're talking about kids' clothes.
Getting rid of buttons.
This is just getting out of hand. Like I said, if you want to be offended, it's really easy to be offended.
Guys would probably be right with that.
Yeah. So, fortunately, Rucker's into wearing women's underwear anyway. So
what?
So he's gender neutral.
God's green earth did happen there.
So
he almost never wears women's underwear.
No, that was just sad.
Hey, I'm not trying to spread rumors.
You're not trying. You're doing it.
Okay. Oh boy.
So,
all right. Yeah, we gotta get the boys on before they get the panties in a bunch.
we just went through that.
Stay tuned, everybody. Sports Talk. Right after this, we'll see you next Wednesday.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show was being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.